on Amatron, and thank you, Ed, for the intro. You sound good every time you do it. Oh, here we go. Let's see what we're doing today. Today is Friday. It's May 18th, 2012. And let's do a maybe for trauma throughout the week. So remember, you need to think of something that's going on with you. If you had no trauma, then I don't know what we could do. We'll do trauma first. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, release your trauma. Think of something. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, we'll turn it over to Carrie, see if she has any things going on. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron, and welcome, everybody. So it's Friday, Paranormal Friday nights. We're on Station 2, and we do have a few questions, but just before we get to those, Ron, I'm hearing an echo back of myself a little bit. Does it sound okay to you?
That sounds fine.
Okay, all righty. So we would love callers tonight if anybody has any questions or anything to talk about, any paranormal happenings that you'd like Ron's input on. So the phone numbers are on the bbsradio.com page, on Ron's page there, and it's the two numbers, couple of numbers under Station 2, the play button. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or I'd say hop down to line 3, area code 530, excuse me, 513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, let's see, we've got lots of people typing away on the fast chat, so hi to all of you, and we've got some questions, Ron. Let's have a look. Oh, yes. Well, before we get to that, I just wanted to remind everybody that the second of Ron's 3 8-hour Sunday intensives is coming up this weekend, and you can still get on that. If you missed the first one, that's fine. And you'll be on the Lightship getting lots of healing done for the rest of the month. Anything you want to add to that, Ron? I think I'm looking at the names. I know everybody that's typing in knows all about these, but just in case, I guess, there's anyone new listening.
This is what we do for people who want to get rid of the alien critters that are with them. That's what it's about. If you wish to come on, we're giving away a free clearing here along with that. You could describe that, Carrie. But the show allows you to get alien life forms that are connected to you internally and externally, unfortunately. And when these energies get released from you, you just feel better. And this is the alien parasitic life forms that are connected to and through you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so yeah, so the free clearing that Ron is giving away this month, it's a whole life clearing. You do put your age in, but it's called the fetus and birth trauma clearing. And as with all the whole life clearings, you do clear your whole life. So if you have any trauma, I guess, that you're carrying through different ages, you can do that. And then it has a special incident box there. So if you have a particular thing around your birth to do with your birth that you know was particularly rough, you can clear that. You can set the timer to whatever you want. Maybe you were pulled out by forceps. You know, I mean, we all had a bit of a shock being born, I think, in some, whatever way we were born. But if you have a particular something that happened, you can use this clearing to clear that too, right, Ron?
Yep, that is correct. Some people remember being born. I don't, because I wasn't here when I was born, but might. So I escaped that. But anyway,
you did. Lucky fellow.
So if you wish to want to get that trauma released and just stuff that's associated with you, fetus birth trauma, that's a clearing that we're given. It's a whole, like a whole lifetime clearing, I believe, or something similar.
Yeah, it is a whole life.
We'll help you. So remember, those situations of being born is with you for your whole lifetime. Want to sort of get that off of you, I would guess. Oh, back to you. Harry?
Okay, yeah, and I know what years ago, a number of years ago, about 25 years ago, I did that rebirthing thing that was pretty popular a while ago, and I do remember my birth, and I also got information from my mother about the first 24 hours after I was born, so that's really helpful to have that information so that you can go in and clear specific stuff, so... If for you guys whose mothers or fathers are still alive, they might remember a specific something that happened that you don't even know about that would be good to clear. So this clearing is one that Ron is giving away free on the if you're on the 8-hour intensive. So depending on your age, you know how much money he's saving us by giving us this clearing. So it's a really nice bonus. And I think we just had a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. It's Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
I wanted to share, because I've been waiting to share this since the day he gave it to us. I was doing the clearing while we were on the intensive.
I've been seeing you typing in about it.
Yeah, nobody's been giving feedback. I says, what happened? Nobody had any feelings? And I don't even know, you know anything about your birth. But all I know is while I was doing it, oh, my goodness, I felt like something going on in my uterus. What the heck was that, I wonder?
Interesting.
I wasn't giving birth. Or maybe there was a connection to my son because I gave birth.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe that was, a connection. I don't
know. What do you
see
think,
how
Ron?
That connected my mother.
Very interesting. Yeah, wow.
I would think my belly button would have felt something because of the, umbilical cord cutting, but I didn't feel anything there.
I don't know. Any women out there have any ideas?
Ron, I wanted to ask you a follow-up question to this fetus. Now that we've done this, is this a prerequisite to get an immaculate conception? Do we need to do the family imprint after this before we get the immaculate conception?
Boy, that's a good one. Possibly that could help.
But you could just go straight for it, if you want to get the immaculate conception.
I would probably think so.
If you've done your Master 4-in-1 especially, wouldn't that make sense to do immaculate conception soon?
Yes, it probably would be, yeah. Uh-huh. That way the energies of your parents are taken away. Remember, you don't know what they're thinking when they're having you or when they're conceiving you. That's what it's for, what were they doing, possibly, maybe they were not too conscious. Maybe they chose, maybe they were drunk or something, That's the worst probably scenario. So, you don't want that energy passed on to you. So that's kind of the reason why you have that clearing, so that you're able to kind of get rid of some of these energies that could be passed on to you. That's kind
it
of what that's
like
about.
It seems like the family imprint is like an overlap with the immaculate concept because it's got a portion of the way it's described in the list of services. It sort of overlaps. So that's why I was wondering, do I need the family imprint where, because usually you had it separate, mother and father imprint and sister, but I heard that it's called family imprint. So I just was a little curious if you need to do them before. It would be more thorough. Is that what I'm sort of not sure how to ask this.
Mm-hmm. That's it's very interesting. I can't really say one way or the other on that.
Ask my
some
spirit,
people are
right?
affected differently.
So maybe the question is, that would help find the answer, is when do we get imprinted with our family imprinting? When does that happen?
That's a good one. Yeah, thanks, Carrie.
Does it happen at conception, at birth, you know, in our soul group before we incarnate? When does that imprinting take place?
Boy, that's a good one.
When we meet them, you know, I mean...
Yeah, I think that you're imprinted, I know you're imprinted at conception itself, but then you're also imprinted by what's being told to the communication between the people, you know?
Yeah.
So it depends kind
of
what parents are dealing with, you know? Did they want to have you? Were they upset all the time? Was it like, oh, man, I'm pregnant now? All different things like that could be going on. So, that's kind of how I would sort of look at it, as what is going on with your parents to imprint on you when you're still a fetus.
Well, even before you even conceived of being a fetus, sometimes they already plan having you, so they've got all these expectations for you.
Yep.
They don't even know you're coming, but they know you're going to have you someday soon.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
And that would be like the soul contracts and stuff would fit under that umbrella.
Yeah, it could be a whole bucket of worms there. Man, that could be quite something.
Yeah, dumpster.
One paranormal question I could ask you, Ron, now, because since we're on a paranormal topic, and this is sort of health-related, but it's weird because I don't usually have high blood pressure, so I'm wondering, is there an alien connection causing this? I know it could have been entities. I have the unlimited entity, so I'm feeling a little better, but I'm concerned because I never have high blood pressure, only in the stressful times, and I'm just wondering, what is high blood pressure like? Could it be an alien influence or the planets because of what's going on in the upcoming weekend? Because it's really strange that I got high blood pressure. I'm a little concerned, but I just think it's paranormal related.
Very possibly it could be.
Okay.
Let's do a timeline crash and just see if you feel any changes.
Okay, great.
So here we go. One, two, three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well, one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how you are doing now. How are you doing?
I'm feeling a lot better since I did the entity clearing, for sure. I just was like a little concerned because this was like a stroke assessment test, and I started to think about some people in the group who've had their family have strokes, and I'm saying, I wonder if that's alien-related. They're trying to pull them out, giving them a death barcode or something, and I'm just like wondering if that's what's imminent now because of my high blood pressure, so it just concerned me, and that's all.
Did you feel a timeline crash?
I didn't yet, but I just felt much better as soon as I did I said, I got to do the entity clearing, and I thought about the timeline crash, but I didn't put it up, and thank you, Ron. So I'm so sure I'll feel a lot better over the weekend, and I'll have my blood pressure tested again and see if it went down or not. I have no reason to be stressed. That's why I don't understand it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have low blood pressure, and I felt that, Ron. That was weird. I felt that in my chest, pressing in my chest, like a breathing difficulty thing. That's weird.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Pauline.
Thanks a lot, Kelly.
Sure. And I'm just thinking also another clearing. Pauline, you were mentioning a few, but I think also I'm wondering, Ron, if you've done those of us who are doing this, the fetus and birth trauma clearing, want to buy after that that might be a good one to do once you've cleared the trauma is the spirit fetus infusion clearing.
No, that's a good talent.
Yeah, but if you've got the trauma out of your...
Ooh, good idea.
Your birth, around your birth, then there might be a little bit more room to bring in the energy that the fetus infusion brings in. Ron, how do you think those would work together?
Yeah, in case somebody didn't know what that is, the clearing is to help you bring in more talents and maybe also energies that could be like a birth defect that you have now that could cause you problems. So that's what it's for, is to get rid of that particular energy that might be with you. And you're able to, like, kind of reprogram yourself to have more talents. Or, a birth defect might not be the right word to use. So I'll put it in a different way. Maybe you're an athlete, right? And you only have so much talents with you, and you need that extra, 5% cutting edge. And so very possibly you could maybe get that extra 5% by doing the reprogramming. And that's kind of what I'm looking at here, why I put it up, to give people that extra little gift that they may need or like to have, which they know nothing about because your spirit only picked so much DNA to come here with to express itself through you. Naturally, if you chose a talent that you have never, you just started doing it and everything was kind of geared for another situation in your life, and you decided to do something else only because you wanted to, and maybe you don't have enough DNA strands activated in you, that information, to bring forth the talent that you want to do. But you're a little handicapped, okay? By doing that clearing, you may be able to come out and have a better way of looking at things. So that's kind of what I'm kind of suggesting here. So that's what it's for. Allow you to get a little more of a cutting edge on your new life, we'll say. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So a few people asking about what the free one was called, and it's the Whole Life Fetus and Birth. Oh, I'm getting another echo. Whole Life Fetus and Birth Trauma Clearing. So that's the one, if you're doing the 8-hour intensives, Ron is giving that to everybody this month free. Let's have a look. Going back to the beginning of questions on the fast chat, Ron, Mike was asking about the 2012 Ascension barcode and wondering if that has been updated with the energies to clear, and it has. There is the drop-down box now on there. Ron has dropped the price from $100 to $50 and added oodles more to clear on there. So, Ron, do you want to describe that? Probably a lot of people listening have felt some of the samples that you've done over the last weeks of the various energies. I know you've been doing the Atlantean. That clearing was originally for the Mayan barcodes, 2012 abduction barcodes, but now there's a lot more on there, and you've been doing the samples of the Atlantean and Syrian and Egyptian and on, so that people can feel
so
the energy.
There's a lot there, probably more than what you would want to really
worry about.
But, you can select the different races that you may like to release, and it's there. So, and also other things. So, just put it up there so that you have a way to do the clearing. So that's what I would say to do, is just to go in there and have at it and just see how it's going to work for you and affect you. Thought on that. More than what you probably would even like to look at. So, back to you, Harry.
Okay. All right. And I just want to clarify something for everybody that Marcy has brought up. You were mentioning, Ron, that you didn't experience your birth, and Marcy is saying it sounds like you are a walk-in, although you said you are not. So the reason Ron is not a walk-in is because nobody had to walk out of Ron's baby body for Ron to come in. So when someone describes themselves as a walk-in, they're coming into a body at various different ages, that has been inhabited by another spirit that was in charge of and created that body, manifested that body, and they walk out, and the walk-in spirit walks in. So the difference here with Ron is that Ron's body was kind of held without a spirit for 6 months while it was being cleaned out, and then in walked Ron. So nobody walked out, so Ron's not a walk-in. So do you want to add anything to that, Ron, since it's you? I'm talking about you here with you on the phone.
That's what it is. So,
okay.
I didn't go through that experience of birth process or anything. So I just came in.
Without anyone walking out for your body.
Nobody left, so I'm not a
yeah.
walk-in.
Right. Okay. All righty. So, so that was Mike's question. Cindy, well, we've done the reminder of the 8-hour calls. I'm just checking off my list here. So Nibley was asking if you could talk about the entity call that you did today. I don't know if Nibley was on absentee and is wondering what you cleared or is just wondering in general what you do on the entity calls, Ron.
A lot of things. I ripped everything up, but we did wrist, we did upper back, lower back, middle back. We did feet, ankles, knees, hips, neck, inside of our mouth, gums and teeth. All these are where entities could come in, and they come in because you could have in the past or even now had a problem with that particular energy body function or location, and entities come in because or as they recognize a situation, a problem, or whatever, as you leak energy out around you, entities just come in and they want to experience these energies with you and take away your life force. So this is kind of what it is. So like attracts like, and they come in, they're very happy to be with you, and they don't always leave. That's the situation. So you do want to get these things away from you. So back to you, Harry.
Okay, and Mike P. is just mentioning here on the first chat that he's having a lessening of anxiety thanks to the birth trauma clearing. So thanks for typing that in. it's interesting. I think there's so many things that can happen to us in the birth process that can set the scene for a theme through our lives. So this is a really wonderful clearing that you're giving us, Ron. So if you're not signed up for the 8-hour intensives, it's a good month to do it if you don't do it every month, because this is kind of a core thing. I mean, there really isn't anybody that had, I don't imagine, a completely smooth running birth. There's the whole thing is just traumatic, period. A lot of different parts to that equation. So it's a great clearing to do. Michael was asking, Ron, if you could do a pain sample for the neck and head area.
Okay. So let me get my piece of paper out here. So we have neck and head. So pain. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. We'll just see if that helps you out here. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Maria is commenting that she's been using the billboard, psychic billboard clearing, to help with talents, and that is also working for her. So that's interesting. In addition to what you were saying, Ron, about the spirit fetus infusion clearing. So I am just going to refresh the fast chat here. Okay, let me just, I think I've missed a question or two going back. So several people said they also were feeling that timeline crash you did for Pauline, Ron, for the high blood pressure, feeling it in the breathing and their throat and so forth. And Cammie is wondering what causes a heavy feeling in your chest when you're doing a timeline crash.
You're just probably feeling the, those discordant energies coming into you as you're being released. So sometimes as they go by in front of you, you actually, can sense that as they're being released from you. Sometimes that happens. You may or may not even know about what's going on, but, as they get released, they're gone. Sometimes you actually see it. And then all of a sudden, it's no longer there. That's what it could be. That's what normally happens to a lot of people, is that they may not be aware of something, but they feel better afterwards. So you may have the energy actually leaving as you're maybe getting a quick glimpse of it, then it's gone. That's kind of what I would kind of get a hit on there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So I'm not seeing Michael saying thank you for the pain clearing. It worked. Great. Just looking. I don't see any other questions except Marcy. I don't know if this is really a question to read out. Do many babies have a great time being born going through the birth canal? Well, who knows, eh? Probably not. Ron, let's see here. I know Friday we have more listeners than earlier in the week, so maybe some of you haven't heard yet, but Ron mentioned, and I'm going to bring this up a few times over the next few weeks just because I think it's really helpful, that you said we could use a photo of ourselves instead of our physical bodies. If we need to leave the house and run a clearing, we can put a photo of ourselves in front of the computer, and that will work just as well as being physically in the room. So for any people that haven't heard that yet, do you want to just describe how that works? Because I know it was good news when I heard it the other week.
Yeah, so if you can't be in your room where you're having a clearing done, then just get a picture of you, and that picture will transfer the energy to you. As you're corded, to your own picture. So you could do that. If you have to leave, let's just say that what you can't do is change the buttons naturally. Your photo's not going to do that. You could do spirit infusion, with the if your photo does do it, let me know. We stumbled upon something, and it would work good on paranormal night.
Yeah.
But typically, if you want to do spirit infusion on you for the whole day, put your picture there and just see what happens. You might feel a lot better just by leaving the screen up for, 200 hours or 200 not hours, but minutes or something, it depends how long you're going to be away. And you could do it at work. Self, an extra boost. That's funny.
Yeah.
But everything kind of was based on energy. Energy, into you, and your picture definitely has energy. I'd even see the picture change. If you happen to have a picture up with you and you want to watch and see how you're looking in the photograph. So you may actually see a completely different you sometimes on the photograph. You might see the eyes get brighter, you might see some wrinkles go away. You know, it's hard to say, but, you know, being the paranormal night that we have tonight, you know, anything is possible. So back to you, Carrie.
And a nice one to do, because the counter is set so high, is the new Earth Protection Timeline crash that you put up recently, Ron. And, of course, that will help all of us. So if you're going to be gone, you know, at a 9-to-5 type job or whatever, you can leave that timer. I think it's 600 minutes. So you can adjust it if you need to. and run that every day for a few weeks while you're at work. Leave that up on your home computer. That would be wonderful. And also, I think, and caller, we'll get to you in just a sec. Ron, I think you said we can put the timeline crashes on much, much higher counter minutes. And if the light ship gets to the end of a timeline that it's crashing and there's a lot more time on the counter, it will just go to the next timeline. So it will actually do multiple timelines if you set the counter for many hours. Is that right? Did I understand that right?
Yeah, that would be correct, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it could race through a bunch of timelines without you having to change the counter on that one, because that one is just set at 15 minutes. So that's another good thing that you can do for yourself, and that will help lots and lots and lots of other people too. So I think we had a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yeah, Ron, I have a distant relative who has a large nest of reptilians in him as a catalyst, and they're all under the impression that they have to be attacking me and my mind and my heart and my lungs and my left ankle. And So the light ship has taken out a number of them, but they still keep on surfacing in this person that they're using as a catalyst, these reptilian energies, and they are a big nest of reptilians, and they're taking them out one by one, I think, but it's sort of a long dying-out process, and I'm wondering what your feelings are about the matter, what your spiritual views are about the matter.
Well, I think I'd probably put their pictures up. Do you have their pictures? Put them on your computer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do have a picture.
Yeah.
I believe
I put up one of the clearings that would probably be the 2,000 years of darkness.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Put their picture right in front of your computer, light being there, and see what happens.
Hmm.
Okay. I'll try that.
That's worth a try.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Ron.
Yeah, you're welcome. Because that's sort of like,
okay,
you know, dark side practitioner clearing, and you're getting rid of the energies, you know, from 2,000 years in these people, which could be the energies of, the darkness coming into them during that process. Well, that's kind of what, you know what I mean? Because they got it somewhere. And, those things that have crawled in then maybe 1,000 years ago. So when you put that up, you're going to free them of that. It's worth a try.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, what I'd do is just get an older computer, find one, and put another computer up just for your relatives, you know?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just bought a new computer. Yeah. Okay.
You got an old one?
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, and put it on the old computer.
Okay.
I'll
give that a try.
You and the old one for your relatives.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a shot and see how it works, and hopefully it for the best. Okay, well,
great.
Thank you then, Ron.
Okay.
Good luck, Larry. Let us know if you feel the difference.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So So Marcy's wondering, Ron, if we think about ourselves, do we cord ourselves?
Well, you could be putting attention to yourself, yeah. You know, and that could maybe draw entities because you're putting the thought out. Remember, the thoughts are what you're putting out. So that's how I would kind of sense that. Are you putting thoughts out? Something can be attracted to you, possibly. Kind of an odd question, but it is a valid one.
So, would we send out a cord? If we think about ourselves, would we send out a cord that would loop around back to us? So it's kind of like circulating our own energy. Or are you saying if we think of ourselves, we're sending out a cord that would go someplace else?
I would say that maybe both.
Okay.
Both. It might get kind of weird, but it could be both. Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm kind of imagining, you know, when we're brushing our teeth and perhaps looking at ourselves in the mirror in the bathroom, and you're having a thought about your nose or, you know, some part of your face, what is that doing to us?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Well, are you courting the image in the mirror, or are you courting your own body?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, you're going to be having some form of judgment about yourself, so you're going to be dumping energy into the judgment body.
Oh. Well,
I don't know what else.
Pretty weird.
I mean, every thought is going somewhere, so it's back to that umbrella rule of try not to think. Do the mind to heart drop and don't think. Can be tricky, but we need practice.
Just a question, Carrie.
Okay.
And what's remember they have the song Pop Goes the Weasel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The nursery rhymes. A lot of these things are English because they're trying to maybe give secret codings, passing it on throughout.
Right, the generations.
What's the mulberry bush one about? If you can remember that, and then also the pop goes the weasel. Why would it go pop? You know. Anyway, I'm just kind of.
I think it's popping out of a hole in the ground, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look at all the words on that. I do remember those two lines, and I don't remember what they're about. Some of them are about history stuff, like ring a ring of roses, a pocket full of posies, a tissue, we all fall down. That's about the plague and everybody getting sick and putting roses in your pockets because you smell bad because you've got the plague. And a tissue, we all fall down is, you know, sneezing and being sick, and the falling down is dying. So that's about, it's like a little nursery rhyme about the plague, like a history lesson in the form of a nursery rhyme. I don't know what Pop Goes the Weasel is about. I'll have to do some research, Ron, and get back to you on that.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So, all right. So, Marcy's saying, can we do more than one timeline crash at one time? Yes, you can, Marcy. You can do up to five, but check how your body's feeling. Everybody's different. Don't overdo it. That's the rule of thumb on that one. And then David is asking, can we start a clearing and run it while offline? So in other words, that's that old thing of what if your computer crashes but the picture's still up, Ron?
Yeah, picture is up. If the computer crashes, will it still work? Is that what he's asking?
Well, I think probably if you've got the clearing up, but maybe your internet connection is lost, or maybe you're doing wireless at a Starbucks or something, and you take your computer in the car and you leave the Starbucks Wi-Fi area, but you still have the picture up.
Yeah, as long as the picture's up, it should be okay. If you're going somewhere else, you know, that it should be okay. If it goes down, it'll load it onto your computer, so you shouldn't have any problem at all with any problem with your clearing, because the computer has it stored in there. Just don't take it off the page. Take it off the page, then by chance, you know, you're going to be losing everything that you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
If you with your changing screens and stuff, then all of a sudden you may have problems. So don't do anything. Leave it on. Better off that way.
Okay.
Because, you know, if it's already loaded, it'll keep working and working and working. You could take it in your car.
Yeah.
So, you know, just don't change the page.
Right. Okay, so hopefully, David, that is clear. If we've misunderstood your question, just type it in a different way and I'll read it again. New is wondering what you were talking about with the pictures, I think, when Larry called. So Ron was just saying to use, if Larry has a photo of the person that he was referring to put that in front of the computer and run the 2,000-year barcode clearing on that person. And so Marcy is wondering, does it make the clearing more potent if we have a photo of a person that we're doing any of these free clearings on, Ron?
Make it any more potent? No.
Okay, so it's just perfectly okay just to put their name in?
Just the way they connect, that's all.
Yeah.
But don't, you're not getting more or anything else by putting that up. Additionally, just the way to have it work.
Right. Okay. So Hi is asking, will the 3-day rule, and I think this is the, when you're doing a clearing for someone else, Ron, you said sometimes it takes 3 days for the effect of the clearing to assimilate into that person. Will the 3-day rule still apply if you use a picture to clear someone else?
You're talking about absentee? Is that what we're talking about here? I need a...
Yeah, so if I do the 2,000-year clearing and I put a friend's name in it, and I stick a picture of them next to the computer as well, will it still take 3 days, I guess, to have them feel the effects of the clearing?
Yeah, let's forget about the 3-day rule, okay, because some people believe that. Okay, your body could take 3 days to integrate the clearing into you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The clearing is done as soon as that timer goes off. The clearing is already done. So now it's the body integrating the energy, and it could take 3 days. Some people it only takes an hour or two. It all depends how bad off you are with that energy. Somebody, it might take them a week or two. But don't look at that as a 3-day rule. It's a good general thing for most people, but everybody's different. Remember, it depends how many densities you have in you. And that's, you don't know until you have it. You know, you can't say because you did 10 different clearings, and you think that you're cleared out, and you do one clearing, and all of a sudden, it could process within an hour, or maybe it could lay you flat because your body is so blocked up of energies, and now that you're getting in the clearing going to you because it's going into the body. Remember, you have no control over your body on how well, how fast you want to integrate clearing. So it's just to be a little more complicated, because you don't want to put into your mind that, this is what it's going to take to have this done. You know, don't even go there, because it's not going to be effective, or even, just don't go there with that. I only say that because some people kind of wonder why they might be sluggish for a day or two, and that's only because full of densities, and it takes a while to have that clearing fully activated inside of their body. But everybody's different. So just kind of, you know, realize that. So that's kind of what I wanted to bring out. Only because people sometimes, in fact, I had one person say, "Gee, Ron, I heard you say it would take a while for my body or for me to integrate the healing, and I've been waiting for 2 weeks to have it get integrated. Is it done?" Oh, and you know, people hear things, take it on face value, or they don't exactly hear what I'm saying with selective hearing. So remember, once that clearing is done, like I used to say when I would do clearings in person for people or on the telephone, once I drop my pencil and I completed all of your life, clearing is 100% done. Now it's up to your body to integrate. Everybody's bodies are different. That's why we always tell people, be very careful not to do too many clearings at one time. Because you get a clearing and you put up maybe 10 screens or whatever on your monitor, feel, you know, any harm from that. Harm would be being tired or whatever else. And you do it again, and all of a sudden you get laid flat with another type of clearing. That's only because the density has got a hold of you, and you don't know how much blockages you actually are dealing with in your body. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. You know, you have to, kind of understand what's happening to you. Don't always know until you have the clearing. Don't know how bad off you are. So you feel the relief. Well, hopefully I'm making sense here.
Yeah, you're making sense to me. Okay. Let's see. I'm not seeing any other questions except Marcy. A little confused about this photo business, Marcy. Yes, Ron said we can put a photo of ourselves up if we cannot be there. In other words, if we need to go to work or go to the store or whatever, we can run a clearing on ourselves with a photo of ourselves in lieu of our physical body. So, yes, that's you got that right. And then when we do a clearing, why would it not work with a photo of someone? I don't know what you mean by that, Marcy. If you're talking about someone else and you're doing a clearing on someone else, you just need to put their name in the clearing. You can have a photo there. It's not going to add or take away from the effect of the clearing, Ron is saying. You can do it with or without a photo of the person. Just make sure you have their name in the clearing that you've either bought for them in their name or one of the sample free ones in the drop-down box there on the right. On the left of the home page. You got to put their name in there. It's not instead of the name, and it's not needed in place of the name. You do have to have their name in the clearing. So hopefully that's clear now. Let me just see. I'm refreshing my...
This gives all of you an option to be able to do more clearings on yourself to help you out when you're not there personally with your computer at your house. That's why you could put a photo up. Hopefully that's, that's clear. Photo will
right.
Bring the energy. Photo could be an old photo. No, any photo of you will work, okay? So it doesn't matter, if you have one when you're 10 years of age or maybe a graduation photo. It can be any age that you want, and the energy will still be of you because you're still that person in that photo. Hopefully that makes some sense. Naturally, you probably want to get a photo that be... That might be a little more current of you, but if you don't have one, that's fine too. It's going to connect to you energetically. And, you might be able to see the photo change if you have another photo. Hold out, maybe you have one on your driver's license. You're not going to naturally be able to bring your driver's license at your house. But you may be able to look at your driver's license picture throughout your clearing and just see if you can feel different energies on you. So back to you, Eric.
All right. So Mew is wondering about the, I think you're wondering about the fetus and birth trauma clearing that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. That is one that is available online all the time, anytime. And Ron is giving that to the people who are on the 8-hour intensives this month as a little bonus, not little, big bonus, clearing for everybody. But if you're not on the 8-hour intensives, you can still go purchase that on through Ron's website whenever you might want to do it. So
and
hopefully
if
that.
And you're absentee and you just heard about this just now, then just send me an email. But 8-hour call bonus on the subject line. Make it very simple. I will send you the codes out. You know, a lot of people, what they'll do is just send me a PayPal transaction, which is what a lot of people do when they ask me for something like that, which works out really well. Yes, just do that in case you just heard about it now. Want to experience that. Well, through it. And there's no time limit on it. So if you're doing other clearings and you think that you have to do it ASAP, no, you don't. You can do it maybe next week or something. Have the time. So don't get stressed out that you can go through and do.
Thank you.
Back to you, Gary.
All right. I've got two different times on my two computers. I have 54 and 57, so I don't know where we're at. Ron, what do you have? Is yours real, your time accurate?
It's 55 on mine.
Okay. All right. Well, there is one more question, unless you think we need to go. Janice had a question.
We'll do a quick one, maybe.
A quick one. Okay. So Janice is wondering if we can leave our energy in mirrors to cord to someone else. If we look in a mirror, can we leave energy there that might cord to someone else who uses the same mirror?
Well, that's a good one.
I
don't think so. Wow. Boy, I don't think so. There's that mirror on the wall thing, you know, that people have talked mm-hmm. about, but I don't think that's going to hold the energy. It's a possibility, but it doesn't feel like it. Checking out.
Okay, good.
I'm not picking up any energy on it. So,
that's good. One thing not to have to worry about. Otherwise, we need a mirror clearing to work on. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we probably should wrap things up. The next BBS show, of course, is tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Lightship, Station 2, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And I don't think there's anything else between then and now to talk about. We're you're done with your weekday conference calls, Ron, and we'll have time tomorrow to remind everybody about the Sunday call again before it happens. So, anything else you want to add before we say toodaloo?
Nope. Just enjoy yourself, everybody. And we will be having our Saturday night live on the Lightship. That'll be tomorrow. Have our 8-hour call coming up on Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I guess we will see you all later. Blessings. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie.
Night-night. Thank you, Ron. Good night.